turundusdoktor aitab .
Let's move on to our last part today. It's called Marketing Doctor. And the case study we received sounds like that. Our company was heavily suffering during the recent storm because we were without electricity for a week. We could not deliver goods because of that and received a lot of angry phone calls from our customers. Of course, we apologized, but several of them told that they do not want to continue to be our clients. There is a saying that a crisis should be turned into an opportunity. How should we, or how should I save my small company using that?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
It is.
It is a tough one. Because you would think that most people are reasonable, and if everybody's been really badly affected because the electricity has been cut off, then you'd think, well, maybe our customers would be understanding. But then when there are other options, you know, why should they be? They can go elsewhere in the market. And this is a situation really where, again, I think we turn to other people to tell our story, because we can do all the normal things like saying, well, this is how we would recompense people. This is how we would we've made preparations for in case it's ever happened again. It won't happen again because we put these contingencies in. You know, we're going to keep extra stock or what. But these are things are expensive things to do sometimes. So I think I would do a couple of things. First of all, I would talk to those customers who were satisfied with our response and find out from them why they stuck with us. And that might be because you provided fantastic service in the past. It was a difficult time, but we really like what you do and we're going to stick with you. And I would ask them if they would be prepared to speak on our behalf. I think that's quite a legitimate thing to do. Another thing I would do is to find out how many other small companies were in the same position. So if you were the only one who provided a bad service, then you'd say that was down to you. If you were one of several, you can say, well, we were all in this and it's really unfortunate, and maybe talk to the Chamber of Commerce and say, well, you know, would you speak on our behalf as well to say that everybody was in the same position? Really apologise for this, but there wasn't too much we could do about it. And then I think I would talk about what I'd done to mitigate this disaster. So what, if you were sensible, you would think, well, what could happen to disrupt our supply chain? And it could be a storm, or it could be that maybe somebody who supplies you is not able to supply you. So you probably got some sort of some plan in place that would help you if you were ever in a position where you couldn't service your customers. So I'd explain quite carefully what the mitigation plans were. And most reasonable people would listen to that to a certain extent. But the best thing by far is to get other people to talk for you, I think.
Raoul, what is your suggestion?
I agree, actually. It's difficult to add anything, but as we were talking previously, that most important is to get this eye-to-eye connection with people, close connection. In this case, I believe if somebody takes a decision plainly on financial results or plainly what happened and why you didn't deliver me something, it's not actually those people or companies. I believe they are not showing actually their attitude towards your company or towards your product or anything. They are just showing that their emotions, they're pissed off. And we have to understand it. If it happens in our family, wife is not satisfied with something, takes some, I don't know what, and suddenly you understand that the most important thing is actually to calm down, rethink, talk over it, and have a close connection. So I would suggest actually that don't be afraid. They come back, give them a time. Go to them, visit them, talk to them. After a while, they understand you again. But yourself?
I have actually about two types of thoughts. For the first, I would think that probably if everything had been perfect until this time, then I don't believe that there are companies just on base of that telling that we are not going to continue. So I think that there was something going on already why the companies were not satisfied, and this was just the last piece that told them that, okay, they cannot manage it, let's stop and let some take someone else. Because it's not usually the kind of just once happening things. So I would really try to closely monitor actually the long-term behavior of the clients and try to understand how good have been we, have we been late with our deliveries before, have we sent out, I don't know, wrong invoices or whatever can happen in your process. So I think that the problem started long before the storm. And I think that when you go it through, then you understand that maybe there are several more clients in your customer base that were not affected during this week, but could be affected in the kind of during the future storms, and it's always good and
future
and
problems, any problem.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Future problems, and it's important that you really know where the problems can be, in order to say that okay, now we have to be better, because one storm cannot kill us, but all the different problems that happened during years might do it, and the storm might be the reason that they tell us. This was my first thought that I thought about this case. And the other thing probably would also be that if you talk about Estonia, then I think that our social networks and people are connected, everyone knows everyone. If you have done everything right, then maybe it might just help to tell your story loud and to tell it to the journalists, to tell it in social media, because if everything had been perfect at that time and you really feel that you cannot help, or you feel that, okay, not to save the company, I need three more clients and I cannot find them during the week, then maybe it helps if you tell them. There are some people who think that, okay, they seem to be a small SME somewhere in the middle of nowhere. We really want to support them, and maybe they offer a bit more expensive service, but in order to help them, we can help. So it might also be just asking public to help in that case if you haven't done anything, everything
play
right
on emotions
might help.
Of public.
Yeah, of course, but if you have no chance, then you tell the story, and it might be that they come and help, and you can even win from the crisis, just being honest.
I think people do have a sense of fairness, don't they, sometimes? And
yeah.
And if you've done everything right, it was a, you know, if you've done everything you can to mitigate it, what would a reasonable person do? And sometimes that reflects badly, actually, on, you know, the people who've done the walking or storming off and, you know, being angry and cross. They come off looking rather stupid and petty. And everybody knows that sometimes there are people who just make malicious complaints because actually they want to come back a couple of weeks later and cut the price, and I'll come back if you cut your price. And it's a ploy, isn't it, sometimes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think this goes back, just picking up on your point about, you know, just keeping that personal contact is what we were saying earlier about SMEs. You know, what are the three things you're going to do? One thing you've got to do is keep that family close because you're so dependent on them. It's really, really borne out, actually, by what you've said there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you have your personal family ties built with them, they won't go away.
Thank you a lot. Thank you a lot for being in the studio. It was a nice time, a lot of good ideas. And for all our listeners, thank you for being with us. Thank you for your patience, because this was the first time in English we have our marketing radio. We hope not the last time, but at least the first time. And if you have any case studies you want us to discuss, you can send them to Marketing Institute, mi@mi.ee. And we really will discuss it then either in English or in Estonian.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio. Teili endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.